Hey, I'm sorry, guys. So we haven't been recording in like
a week,
like 5 months, 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah.
So we didn't record since December 15th.
That was to be fair, we did record something. We just lost it. So if that makes you feel any better, that we at least attempted something.
And it definitely wasn't my fault, guys. I definitely didn't put off recording
Something tells me you're being sarcastic.
Hey, guys, guess what?
Today we're going to talk about things.
We have new microphones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not, like, ear-piercing anymore.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
like,
fine.
Really, like... Like the fan turning on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, Declan, did you watch any interesting movies?
Wow, that was not natural whatsoever.
Okay. Hey, Declan, did you watch any interesting movies?
Nope. Honestly, I haven't.
What about Dune?
I did watch the second Dune.
Yeah. Guess what I watched, like, 2 weeks ago? I watched Barbie. It's probably one of my favorite movies about the patriarch. It's probably the only one I watched.
I was going to say.
The patriarch.
Okay, so... We're going to backtrack a little bit because we haven't posted in a really long time.
Yep. How about you start with where you're at? Barbie. Tell us more about that.
Okay, Barbie is kind of reverse patriarch. Wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host and editor speaking. We would like to inform you that this section of the episode has been removed for the sake of Lincoln's reputation. We apologize for the interruption and hope you enjoy the rest of your listen. Thank you.
After that,
if you don't know what the patriarch is, ask your parents, and I'm sure they'll tell you. And anyways, it's a funny movie. It's good. And anyways, I want to talk about something else.
That was nothing.
Yeah.
I've watched it. Sam, have you watched it?
No, I have not
you
watched it.
You don't need to watch it, but here's the thing. If you're... It's a funny movie.
Yeah.
Mostly because of Ken, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And also Will Ferrell's in it. But,
Will
it's Ferrell's. Not a good movie.
And the creator of Barbie said
it is not a good movie. I would not say it's a good movie.
Really?
It's a...
No way, Lincoln. Sorry.
It's a funny...
You didn't know that?
It's a funny movie. But if you take it, like, seriously, or like, wow, this is a dream movie. It's so inspiring. It's not... I don't know if they're going for that. But it didn't get that, bro. It's really dumb, but that's what makes it funny. So, I think if you have the attitude, you can enjoy it. It's even like a dude.
It's just goofy and
dude could watch.
I don't know. He's like, it's like, he doesn't even care about. He doesn't even care if, the ladies are higher than him, and he said he lost interest once he realized. Horses, it doesn't have to do with horses. That was kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Do you mind if you give Declan a little bit of a synopsis of the movie?
What does
just
that mean?
General summary, essentially.
Right.
Me?
Me? Oh, yeah. Or me?
Yeah.
I can.
Okay, yeah. No, I got it.
I can. I'm great at summaries.
Declan, do you think you can do that for us?
Thank you. Well, basically, the beginning of the movie, it's Barbie Land, and all the Barbies live in their dream houses, and, like, you know, everything's great for the Barbies. And then... Yeah, basically every day is the same.
Spoiler
alert. It's just
like
perfect paradise, quote unquote. And then you kind of flash it over to the Kens. Their life sucks. They're all homeless. They live on the beach. And they're like, they all like Barbies, but like none of them like them back because because men suck, basically. Which is, you know, pretty valid. But, and then after that, what happens? Oh, yeah, the main Barbie, she starts like getting these weird thoughts about death. And basically, she becomes kind of like more of a human than a Barbie. She starts becoming like kind of like a human. And she, you know, blah, 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 blah.
But
human.
It's kind of like a little different than that.
Like, and then it's like hooked, but it's hooked to her, how she's feeling is hooked to like a person in the real world who she was the Barbie of. And at first, they think it's like the girl, the little girl, which it shows you in the movie.
Yeah.
And like, okay, so it must be this girl going through stuff. So she's like, okay, well. Blah blah blah. Before I turn into like ugly because I want to be a pretty Barbie, I gotta go and fix stuff in the real world. So they basically go to this crazy Barbie who tells them, right? It's the crazy Barbie they go to.
Yeah.
Who tells them, okay, this is how you get to the real world. So she's like, okay, off on this adventure, and then Ken basically just follows her because it's Ken and he just wants to be with Barbie.
Pretty much the moral of the story.
Wait, hold up. Like I'm summarizing.
Okay.
And then they get to the real world, and it's nothing like Barbie Land because here. Women don't run everything and everything's not pink and people are weird and like not everyone's like a nice person or whatever.
Instead, the women are homeless and the guys.
Well, no, they're not homeless, but there's a, it's like, you know, it's just the real world.
Yeah.
And then basically, they try to fix the girl's problems, but it turns out the girl hates Barbie, yeah, and she's rude. But then it turns out, guess what? It was the mom who is feeling all that negative stuff, or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then it's like the mom goes on the speech, and then this whole time Ken is just off exploring the world, learning about the pantry thing.
Yeah.
And he learns about that and horses and stuff. And he's like, okay, well, now I'm going back and telling the boys that, like it's not, like, Barbies don't rule the world. We have some say in this. So they go back, and then they basically take over. They do what the Barbies did, but in a boyly manner. And then, which just turns into the, what is it, dojo, what is it? Ken turns, he basically, they just take over everything and, like, make it into, like, dude, boy stuff. Dude. Yeah. Not stupid. It was sick. Let's be honest.
That was funny, though. But, they all start playing guitar. They all start playing guitar on the beach.
Oh, yeah. They do a whole song. So they're all playing guitar, like, basically.
The same,
like,
song.
And then there's one kind of drum set on the beach, though, and said it was awesome. And then, yeah. And then they're having this big war. I actually don't even remember the Will Ferrell, like, side plot. He's, like, the owner of the
They're just trying to fit in.
They want Will Ferrell in the movie, which is valid. But, yeah. So they just put him in there. He's important somehow. They go back, and then the Barbies have this
huge plan. He's like the head dude of
the take back Barbie land and take it back from Ken.
He's like the head of Barbie thing company, and Barbie gets mad because the Barbie company's only run by men.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then Ken gives over the land or something eventually, and then it just goes back to the Kens being homeless.
Yeah, and the very important.
And then the Barbies whatever, but then the main Barbie, she's like, she meets the creator. So of the Barbies, and she
pretty much spoiled the whole movie.
I'm summarizing. No one needs to actually watch it. And then, and if you watch it, you'll see all the funny stuff that I'm not saying.
It's pretty funny. It's Ryan Riggs.
And then, she's like, okay, you can come to the human world. She becomes a human, and she becomes like part of the Barbie company in like a business world.
Our friend Brian, he's
and then
like,
the kids are homeless. That's all I got from it.
Our friend Brian literally bought the movie and he watched it like a billion times. This is like his favorite movie. It's kind of funny because. I don't know. And the trailer says, if you hate Barbie, this movie's for you. And that's pretty valid. And, yeah. So, if you hate Barbie, you should watch it. And another thing is, the important moral of the story is, if you have flat feet, get plastic surgery, waste your money, and, yeah.
Get it so you can just wear high heels, I think.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste money. Just always wear high heels.
Yeah, yeah. It'll hurt.
Otherwise, you suck and no one likes you.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Cool. Yep. Well, anyways, I watched an interesting show.
Wait, that was actually your show. Let's move on to Sam. Yeah.
Can I talk about that after Sam? It's very good.
We're gonna talk about Dune 2 after. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
But
okay.
We haven't even Sam has all said anything. I want to hear what he's been watching.
Sam.
Take it away, Samuel.
Sam.
So that's very funny because I have not really watched anything recently. I did watch
4 months.
And that's why we have
I did watch Kung Fu Panda 3.
4? You mean?
4. Oh, tell me about that.
I heard it was bad.
I knew it's going to be mid. It's not going to be like terrible, but I just know it's going to be like mid. It's not going to be like the best.
So, I realized about this. First of all, let me establish something. It was exactly what I thought it would be. It was pretty bad. It was the Furious 5 were not in it. I know, dude. It was really weird because the concept was Poe is like
monkey.
He has like the weird jade staff thing that Master Oogway gave him in the third movie.
All right.
And he's supposed to be basically the next Oogway, even though he's like super young and Shifu's still alive. And like, I don't get it. I don't really get it personally.
What the flip?
He's supposed to pass on the Dragon Warrior mantle already. Huh. Which, again, doesn't make sense to me. But the one interesting thing I've got from this is DreamWorks is taking a turn in its animation because it was different, a different style than normal.
Bad or good?
It was like the new Puss in Boots movie.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, like that kind of animation style. It was interesting. It was like a fairy tale book. In a sense,
okay.
And it was pretty good
animation. Though.
It's similar, but like there's just things that you could tell are different. Like the color is more vivid. If there's like a gust of wind, it shows that. Like there is like a like an animated line of like swirls that come in.
I thought you meant it would be like more realistic.
Well,
it's like if you watch, it's like that. I like that style. It's like kind of. I mean, it's very very popular now.
Like a comic
after the Spider-Man.
Yeah. But, oh yeah. 100%.
I mean, there's a reason why it's popular because it like. It works. It like you can it. I don't know. It's like it really just helps you. It's like a drawing, and you there's a reason why you draw a wind, so you know it's there. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It kind of like helps with details. It makes details really cool. And
yeah.
Stuff. And adds a I don't know something like that. The Ninja Turtle movie was like that too, and I thought it worked really well.
Yeah. Let's see. Overall, it was funny.
Huh.
Jack Black was in it, so obviously it was funny.
It's gotta be at least funny.
The fighting, the animation was really good. Like, the fighting scenes were pretty cool. I thought Mr. Ping was funny as always. Poe's other dad
is there too.
They have like a whole little, like, other kind of side arc where they're together. And, all right, pal.
Okay.
listen here, buddy. No, but they have like kind
this
of a side
a
quest
clean
to
podcast.
Go. they, okay. Anyways, they have kind of a side quest. It was funny. The whole movie was funny. Animation was pretty good, but it was just not a
not
good
like
movie.
Not like Kung Fu Panda.
It was not Kung Fu Panda. I tend to pretend when things like don't add up with either the plot, the storyline, the world, or just I don't like it in a trilogy or a saga. I just pretend they don't exist.
Star Wars sequels don't exist.
Laura, I love the prequels.
No.
So shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Lincoln.
She's going by Star Warden because she doesn't want her name exposed. So.
Beep.
Anyway,
sample that and use it.
Yeah.
Sample that.
sample that.
Okay. Well, the So I would say, it was exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
And I would not see it again. One weird thing is they didn't do their own soundtrack either.
Huh.
Like they took other songs and put and gave them more like like different instruments.
That's
to use
of,
for it.
I don't
they
like that.
They used Crazy Train.
Really?
They didn't have funny. The singing, but they used Crazy Train.
Did they use
in,
Hey Soul
in
Sister?
A chase scene? I don't know, dude. Probably
hey
not.
No,
Sister.
That is no. Why? Why? Why would they even do that?
Because Lincoln's just being hopeful. He loves that song. It's his favorite song in the
world.
Oh
wait, who is the bad guy? Whoa.
The bad guy is a chameleon
song.
Sorceress lady. Shapeshifter.
Yikes.
Yeah. The magic system comes in really, really late, too. It's like randomly. So the concept is the idea is she is a sorceress kind of queen kind of thing. And, I mean, that was cool. Like, her soldiers were Komodo dragons, and that was kind of a cool concept.
Okay.
But she shapeshifted, and I thought that was it. But the concept was, like, literally, like, well over halfway through the movie. They introduced this idea of opening up the spirit world, pulling old kung fu masters out of it, and taking their kung fu.
Huh.
What?
Taking their chi, essentially. But they called it stealing their moves, is literally what they said. And that's so, like, they pull out Tai Lung. They pull out.
Wow.
They pull out Shen, which doesn't make sense because he's not really a kung fu master. Kai, the general Kai, and then all these random kung fu masters.
Huh.
And she, like she said, steals their moves. Oh no! I don't know. Don't ask me.
It's like a video game where you're like you gain ability.
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm getting from this is that it's a completely unnecessary movie that they really just wanted to, you know, make a bag because it's a very popular franchise and it's Jack Black.
They just want to make a movie just to make a movie.
No, nobody actually does. They made no big corporate does it. They do.
That's
they
true.
Made a movie to make money, and who every even Sam, who already knew was gonna be bad, still went and saw it.
Yeah.
Because it's Kung Fu Panda. It's just really tempting.
Yeah.
So they did that, and it turned out mid because Kung Fu Panda doesn't need a fourth movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I wanted to talk about
same with Toy Story.
A movie. I'm sorry, not a movie. A show called Constellation. I'm saying it like that because it's kind
this
of an eerie.
Sounds kind of boring.
Constellation.
Is it about like?
No.
Telescopes.
Okay. Okay. I started watching this when I was tired from a conference, so it was kind of perfect timing though. So
the one. The one conference?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
The one conference?
It's on Apple TV, so if you want to watch it, you have to have a subscription to Apple. So not a lot of you guys have that.
This podcast is sponsored by Apple.
Imagine.
If not a lot of you guys have that, you can. Just download.
It's simple. $6.99 a month.
That's not, wait, what? If they sponsor you, never mind.
What?
If they sponsor you, they pay you.
They don't pay for a subscription. They pay us to talk about.
They should get it. Okay.
We are not actually sponsored by Apple, guys. Eleven of you listen to this.
Yeah, okay.
If that.
Okay.
They gave us billions of dollars guys, to do this.
Please, let me talk. Okay. It starts off very eerie.
Let me talk.
This woman's in space doing this experiment, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Sorry, I need to back up a little bit.
Oh.
It starts off where she's in the woods with her daughter. And it's like this cabin at the side of a lake. And she's outside and she has like this weird glowy thing in her back, and she puts it in the shelter outside. And it's really well done because it's Apple; they have unlimited budget. And she's outside. It's all foggy and everything, and she hears a scream. Her daughter screaming, saying "Mom," and then she hears that, and she goes inside. Her daughter's sleeping, and but then it goes back in time because it's just showing what's the end result, kind of thing. And I was very...
You're probably wondering how I got here, huh?
But, okay, then it goes to space. She's doing this experiment, and they're like, oh, it's really finicky here at the I forgot what she got it, but... And then they had this crash, right? Something crashed into part of the ship. So she goes outside in her thingy, and her she helmet? Goes to see... Yeah, and
they
she
can't
goes,
read your hand signals like this. Yeah. This is a podcast.
And she goes to part of the ship to see what happened. Mm-hmm. And she sees, for a second, she sees this orange cloth. And she sees it's a dead common, what do you call it? Commandant.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not saying it correctly, but it's like.
Is it like a thing or just a thing?
It's a person. It's
a cosmonaut?
Cosmonaut. Yeah, that's what it is. She sees a dead Cosmo in the ship, and she sees it, like, dead, but then it's, like...
Okay.
But then they have, like, these weird, like, really quick things that make it look like it really jumps, like, it makes you jump.
So...
And so it's alive for a second, it reaches out, and then it disappears. But the way they film it makes it so creepy and eerie.
So...
And one of the crew members died.
Okay, so let me just back up really quickly. So, you don't actually have to give a full summary of this. This sounds like it's super, super complicated Inception type thing. So can you just tell us why this movie, or why this series piqued your interest and why you like it so
much? Okay, it piqued my interest because I don't like those, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of action. I like spooky, eerie type shows, and it's like, I don't like those classic zombie, vampire kind of movies, and this is like not that kind of thing. It's like a weird... warped kind of thing, like those Christopher Nolan movies where it's all warped and you're so confused, but you know enough to know that's really creepy. And they show these things that kind of like these illusions and everything, and it's like it's just so engaging and really, really eerie and and I enjoy eerie. It gives you, like, that weird, like, vibe. I don't know.
Like, you can't look away.
Even. Yeah, like, my sister, though, it scared her. She's, like, 19, and it scared the crap out of her.
Really scared her.
It really scared her.
Here's my opinion on those kind of things. Not, like, that genre.
Yeah.
When it comes to spooky stuff, literally, like, movies, like, just don't... Spooky movies don't scare me unless they're about something that could happen in real life. Like, other than that, I'm never interested. Like, if it's about aliens, not interested. Ghosts, no.
This isn't about aliens. I actually thought it was heading that direction, but it wasn't.
Okay, well, I know. I'm not saying, okay, maybe it's not what I think, but I just mean, like, kind of in, like, spooky movies in general.
Yeah. That's great. I literally,
they never scare me. Like, I can never, like, be like, oh, that's scary, because it's like, that's never gonna happen. I have nothing.
Yeah, this is.
But. A movie about like a serial killer or like something that could happen in real life.
Yeah.
That is like what scares me, because then I'm like, whoa, that's like, now I'm like paranoid. He's like, whoa, that's like kind of like sketchy, but I'm never gonna run into like a zombie or like a mummy or a vampire. So like, why am I engaged? This, why am I afraid of it?
This is the kind of show where it's like you see the same thing two places at once. So it's like, it's like I see you, but then I go to the mirror and I see like a different you.
So might I propose something?
Yeah.
Yes. I have seen one movie that could theoretically be classified as horror, and it was The Quiet Place. Mm. And that one got me on my toes. But here is what I think this is why. I think it is because, Declan, like you were saying, these things aren't realistic. But when you watch a movie about a serial killer, do they ever show the killer's face, like in the beginning of the movie?
Most of the time,
do they ever show you?
No. I mean, I guess it really just depends on like.
Do they show you the direct threat, like what it looks like up close, up front, at the beginning of the movie?
It really just depends on how the story builds off. Yeah. Like, it depends on if like it's an arc of like the person becoming that, and then slowly like becoming that, or like they're a threat. Like, I've literally only seen the beginning of it actually. Yeah. Because like, it just didn't actually look interesting. But I think it's like Halloween or something. They show like the guy right away. Or like whatever his name is, like Michael Myers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Wait, no. That's not, you know what I'm talking about. That one movie with, so they sometimes do. But yes, continue with your point.
So my point is, and Lincoln, this threat of yours, you said it, you thought it was aliens, right?
In the show? I was heading that direction, but it's not a specific like antagonist.
So that's,
and it's like, it's like this weird element that's causing these like weird warped things, like two different separate. It's separating one world into two kind of thing, but it's kind of like
it's Stranger Things.
So my point is, that's an indirect threat, right?
Yeah.
My point is, what makes a good scary story
is indirect. Yeah.
Is being indirect and not showing. Here's the thing. The biggest thing that scared me about The Quiet Place, I don't know if you... Have you guys seen it yet?
No. I'm planning on watching
it. Yeah, same.
Okay. I'll tell you this. You do not see the creature's full face throughout basically the entire movie. You see quick glimpses.
Yeah.
Distant shots. Shadowed shots.
Distant is definitely...
Distant. And that's the point, is it's almost always cloaked in shadow. It's almost always shrouded in something.
That's kind of the show.
Shown at an angle. Like, it's always... Because if you show something, like, up front and, like, something, like, that's supposed to be creepy, like, up front and right at the beginning, like a zombie.
Yeah.
Then, at that point, it's like... And, like, you're like, okay, that's... disgusting and disturbing, but then as the movie goes on, you get used to seeing it, and you're like, "Eh, that movie wasn't all that scary."
Yeah, and I love those shows and movies. You have you have a little idea on what's happening, but you don't really know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but then you start to kind of understand what's happening, and I haven't. There's the finale that I haven't watched yet,
and I think kind of what you're saying, Sam, and the reason. I mean, maybe that's why I just never find them interesting, but the thing with like. When it's like a serial killer or like something that could happen, but I'm really thinking about like weird like murder horror stuff like where like it could happen.
Yeah,
it's like what's like kind of scary about it for me is like the fact that there was someone who would like who has like the will to do that or like they're that deranged or they're that crazy that they're doing this crazy stuff.
Yeah,
and to think that there is people in the world that like are that deranged like there's nowhere in the world where there's a freaking what? I don't know, like alien thing or zombie. There's none of that, but like there is that very real sense that you could run into a person that's that that and crazy as a guy and a freaking like
and any thriller and any mistake any of the characters make, it will trigger that and cause this bad thing, this looming threat to come upon to descend upon you.
Oh, for the.
Just in general.
Sorry. I was thinking.
Anything, like, even for serial killers, like, if they give into something, the second they give into something, that looming threat just comes over them and they start to go crazy. And you're seeing that, and it's like, it's freaking you out.
Whoa, am I crazy? Am I crazy?
And
I'm not crazy, right?
And then, and so, crazy?
I was crazy once.
Okay. We're going to stop there.
I want to continue a little bit. I want to say to how, like, it's creepy because the way it's filmed and the perspective of the camera, it makes you feel like you're part of it. makes you feel like you're in the story.
Yeah.
And like, she would see like a glimpse of something. And the and it's like, you need, for these kind of movies to really like, really scare you, like eerie, like these eerie movies, you need you need really good actors.
Yeah.
And this, like, this show has like great actors. The daughter, this girl is probably like 8 or 9. She's one of the best, she's probably the best actress that age I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she's kind of like the victim of the show. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's really cool.
Sorry, I know, Declan, we want to move on to what you were, your topic, but just
sorry, really I'm really into the show.
No, I really don't have that much to talk about it.
I'm really into the show. It's so good that it's kind of hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just suggested to them.
Yeah, just watch it. You have to watch it. Sam, Declan, I know you guys probably don't have Apple TV. I'm not sure.
I'm not watching it.
I'm not sure if it's
I'm not watching it because I think it's bad. I'm watching it because it's supposed to be scary and it's not going to scare me. That's
why. It is going to scare me.
It's not. Dude, I just
explained why it's not. Okay, come to my house and watch one episode. One episode. And I swear.
It's not good. It's, dude, I told you, like, that stuff just doesn't scare. Like, it would have scared me when I was 9. The freaking Ghostbusters scared me when I was 9. But, like, it's just not going to scare me. Like, I'm not even be cocky. It's just, they're not, those movies, just those kind of stuff, just not interesting.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, this and, is like, the only movie that's probably one of, like, the only movie that's probably, or the only show that's ever scared me.
Oh, like, I thought you were going to say scared me. Like, no. Yeah. I fear no man or animal.
No.
That's not true. Please do not test me on that. Okay.
Okay, I recommend this. And a lot of you guys probably don't have Apple TV subscription, but I'm sure it might end up streaming somewhere else. Probably but Netflix. Declan, Sam, okay, just sometime, come over to my house, watch just one episode, please, because I really want to show you.
Let's humor him. He's not going to let us move on if we don't.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah. In the future.
At some point. That's very vague.
Loophole. And just like this episode. Okay. Let's 10 years from now. Okay, just really quickly,
Okay, I'm going to force you to watch it, and you're going to be creeped out, Declan.
No, I'm not.
You're going to feel, like, eerie.
Moving on from this conversation.
Maybe I'll think it's like,
Might I propose something that I said a little earlier about, you know, not being super direct about the characters? That can also be used in a reverse effect.
Declan, you probably watched a lot of direct movies and shows.
Lincoln.
They just don't scare me. It's not
a
real
threat. You're just probably sheltered,
bro. It's not a real threat, so it's not going to scare me. I'm not afraid of fantasy monster thing.
What if it makes you feel like it's real?
Anyways, do you mind, guys?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Let's reel it back. Do you mind if I use a Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Yes, like example. You do in every episode.
I don't mind. I don't mind. Yeah, you're fine. Okay. Cool.
I don't mind. Sam, did I tell you I don't mind?
So.
Got his permission, Sam.
Okay.
Yep.
You're good to do it.
Thank you.
Validate you.
Okay, we're good.
So, it can be used in the reverse effect. And, for example, in The Lord of the Rings, if you watch The Fellowship of the Ring, the first one, you see Gollum is trailing them.
Yeah.
Oh, and really?
Yeah. You can see he's following the first them. One. he's following them in Khazad Dûm. He's climbing up the rocks in Khazad Dûm and following them. And you don't see his face. And he's even spying on Sam and Frodo when they get out of their boat. He's like waiting in the water and you can see his eyes and the rest of his head.
Big beautiful
and
eyes.
He's watching. It actually had a different animation style at the time.
Was this before Frodo discovered the ring?
This is well
after. Bilbo, sorry. Bilbo.
Bilbo?
Yeah.
This is well after Bilbo discovers the ring.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
In The Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, Frodo takes the ring from Bilbo in the very beginning.
At the beginning.
He takes it.
Wait.
And at the very end, the Fellowship gets separated.
Okay, but Bilbo, where does Bilbo find the ring? He finds it in the cave, right?
He finds it in the cave.
Okay, right. And then, like, he turns invisible, and that's how he loses.
Yeah.
That's why...
In the book. Yes. Movies, you don't need to watch the movies.
If you want to see freaking cool dragon.
If you want to see Benedict Cumberbatch as the dragon, then
the dragon's awesome. The
dragon's pretty cool.
The movie drags on.
Yeah, the movies.
Towards three movies, bro. Yeah. It must be one.
Anyways.
And they're all like 20 hours long.
That's besides the point. What I'm trying to get at is, at first, he seems creepy. He seems like this looming threat that's going to kill Frodo and Sam.
Yeah.
And, but eventually... You see his face.
Yeah.
And as you see him, as you see Andy Serkis portraying this character, you start to get less and less afraid of him. You actually start to get attached to this guy.
Feel a little bad for him.
You feel bad for him. And you're like,
especially when they show his backstory.
And then he goes around and stabs you in the back. That is the effect of movies. They make you, at first they make you afraid of him, then they make you repulsed by him because you see what he looks like, and then they make you feel bad for him.
Poor little guy.
He's poor little guy. And then you want to throw him off a cliff.
Yeah.
The creepy, eerie.
Because that's what happens.
The eerie movies, Declan, don't be cocky, are like...
I'm just being truthful.
You're not... I mean, you don't really know who the bad... You don't really have a connection to the bad guy. Like, you just, you're not really sure what to think of him. You just know he's creepy. And... Or it's not really an actual character. It's, like, what's happening. Like, in the Christopher Nolan movie, I'm not sure if you watched it. It's, like... I forgot what it's called. It's like a Batman. Dream.
The Batman one.
Yeah, it's, like, they go into this machine, and they're, like, in this dream thing. Like, I don't know.
Avatar.
Anyways...
I'm not saying that like I've never gotten scared by one of those movies, but like, well, when I was younger, I definitely did, bro, because my imagination was crazy and I was afraid. I got scared by Greedo, and like, I looked at the back of Ghostbusters before I even watched it, and what's his name, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. He freaked me out, and I cannot I couldn't even go into our back room without thinking about him. But like. They can weird me out, like, oh, like, that looks weird. Like the big mouth guy. So, the big mouth guy in The Lord of the Rings, Sam? The mouth guy?
The mouth of Sauron.
Like, he looks weird. Like, but, yeah. Like, I'm never walking away and getting, like, chills, like, oh, or, like...
I'm gonna see that guy in my dreams.
Exactly. Like, I never get that effect. I don't get anymore.
I don't get chills when it's direct. I get chills when it's indirect, like Sam was saying earlier. Like, if it's indirect and I don't really know what's happening... I rarely get creeped out by things like zombies. Like, He Is Legend. I mean, it was good, but it didn't really creep me out that much. If it's actual character, if it's just like a weird effect, I don't know.
It's just not. That's just.
What kind of movies do you have an example like of like?
What do you mean?
Eerie, but you don't. It doesn't really.
Did like, you eerie? Actually?
I mean. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, a movie that has, like, supposed to be scary off the top of my head. Like, It. Have you ever seen It? Like, the first one. I've never seen it.
That's a character.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, what... I don't know what other things. Like, I've never... Like, what do you mean? Like,
I don't know.
Like, there's a... I never get of, like... I mean, there's a lot of indirect stuff in Stranger Things. Like, kind of indirect. Yeah. And, indirect like looming thing, and then eventually it kind of like near the end of the season they usually show it
starts
you
to make
is,
sense yeah
and it shows you and most of them it's actually foul, but like it's never like that. I mean, that's not really best example because it's a Netflix original, but like,
yeah,
it never scares me because, and same with like It, or I know because it's like it's supposed to be a magical clown killer thing that it did freak out probably if you watch that from like the age of like up to 13, you'll probably pee your pants just because it's a clown, but, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's... Like, just it doesn't. And that's it. That's the end.
All right. Yeah. I'm, like... Saying. Sorry. I have one more thing.
Okay, one more thing. Then we're gonna move on to what Declan wanted to say.
It better not be a show again.
It's not a show, Declan.
Is it a movie? Are you gonna say?
It's... I'm adding on to...
Oh, okay.
So, say it.
And it's... like you're saying, some things creep me out, like, it's only when, like, it's a really good actors, and it's Apple, they have really good, like, they're really good at filming, and, I don't know.
Okay. So. And your movie's been justified, Lincoln. Anyways, yeah. And Declan is.
And I'm gonna force Declan, to watch it.
Declan is obviously a movie.
You said sometimes, so whenever that is.
Yeah.
And obviously, Declan's just a meanie and stuck up because he says he's never cocky. Be afraid.
That aliens, just zombies, and fantasy creatures just don't scare me.
Those don't scare me either. I'm saying, like...
Okay, we're going to move on. I only have a short thing to say, I think we should wrap this up before we get into a full-blown argument.
Yeah.
But I watched Dune 2 recently, and the first one... I literally just could care less about. I watched it. And I was literally like,
I liked it.
I was falling asleep, and maybe because I didn't like. It's like Star Wars when you first watch Star Wars, you don't understand the lore, and it's really confusing. But that kind of thing, but there wasn't enough to pull me into where I even wanted to even know about anything. Because there was no, like, cool Death Star or anything like that. It was basically boring Star Wars. Like, Star Wars, but all, like, the parts that you have to pay attention to. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
It makes more sense, I think,
but then there was no Death Star or cool, like, cool stuff.
Yeah, when you read the books, it makes more sense. My sister,
I'm not reading all the books, bro. Yeah, ain't no way.
There, my sister read them. I'm pretty, and my dad listened to it a little bit. I heard it was harder to read than Lord of the Rings.
It's like religious sand Star Wars, basically.
Yeah, it's like political things and all these. The author ties together all these different things from different religions. It's very interesting.
And then the second one, though. It was actually sick. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I watch it because I watch it in like IMAX movie theater. Maybe that helps. But it was pretty sick.
Was it
sick.
3D?
No. Oh. But it was sick. Like did they ride the worms in the first one? I can't remember. But they rode the worms.
Oh, yeah. They didn't ride the worms in the
first one. Sick. And like the main guy, he's actually like cracked now. Like before he was like an outsider. But now he has like, he's got the blue eyes and everything. He's like cool. And he's like a sand person. He's like their leader. And like there's an awesome fight at the end. You just have to watch it. And then, like, the gross, big, fat, basically Jabba, but worse, because he's, like, a human character, is in it. And then he, like, dies. Yes, he dies.
Oh, isn't he in the first one, the giant
yes,
fat dude?
Yes, the gross guy. And then he's, like, a nephew, too, that's, like, really cracked, and the main guy has to beat him. And, like, he's, like, basically, like, a gladiator.
Yeah. My sister watched it.
Well, no, he's, like, the threat to all the gladiator guys. They have, like, this whole, like, black and white world, which they're from. And then Zendaya is in it. She's good. The mom is, like... I didn't really pay too much attention to it because I had to go to the bathroom like 4 times during it. But, like,
it was a long movie.
There was the mom, like, I don't know. There's a weird thing with the mom. You just have to watch it. But, like, that part confused me. But the mom, like, is like.
Bad? Like.
She's not bad, but she's like, I don't know. It's like some prophecy she's fulfilling or something like that. There's some weird, like, thing that I didn't understand. And then, like.
They're probably trying to make it short some of the things because the book is so long.
Well, they're gonna make another one, so it'll probably just be trilogy.
This is just the second half of the first book, I'm pretty sure.
They'll probably just do a trilogy. I think.
Yeah, this is the second half of the first book.
If they it was cool though, because the first one, you appreciate the first one after watching the second one because
you need it.
There is still so many
because books. It sets up a lot of the stuff for the second one and. Yeah. So I guess now I can like watch it and I'll be like, okay, it's just a boring movie because once you watch like the second half of it, it's a lot cooler.
Yeah,
it's just like the opening thing, a part of a movie.
Yeah,
but it's
really because
long.
They split it like Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. The first one was half the movie, the second one was the second half, and they're still, I'm pretty sure they're like multiple books, and so they still have a long way to go.
I need to watch Lord of the Rings. Yeah. That's what I need to go to.
Might I propose that these things like all of these. Except for Barbie, and except for Kung Fu Panda, because that was just cash.
Wait,
cash
so just grab. Me and Lincoln.
So yeah, your guys' things, and the Lord of the Rings example. Those are all examples of world builders first. People who prefer to when they write, they like to build the world and the setting that the characters are living in, and then create the story and the plot and the characters. Filling their world with characters and stuff like that. And that can either make for a phenomenal classic that everybody just raves about and just is obsessed with, or it can seem a little bit like a history book.
Yeah.
It can seem kind of boring and lifeless. But, and maybe
that's... The first Dune kind of felt like that. Like,
maybe that's what it felt like in the first Dune, but that's because it's establishing the world that it lived in and that the world is in, and then...
But
going on to characters
then
and
you get to see people ride worms.
Progressing the plot. So it's a trade-off, you know?
Yeah. It's worth it. You get to have a boring movie,
just
then you
like
get to watch people ride
Zelda.
Worms.
It's like Zelda.
Literally all I've ever wanted in life.
You get contacts if you play the old Zelda games.
What?
So, these are examples.
Well,
it
kind of switches, though. Like, all the games aren't really
that's
the same.
That's true. Let's do an episode on Zelda.
No, that's
a
video
really
game.
Know what Zelda is.
Yeah, we could I played Zelda before you ever touched a
Breath
video
of the
game
Wild.
Console. Okay, I don't know about that one. Because that's new.
And
that's new.
I played the old ones a little bit.
I played the best one.
Which one?
Which is Link Between Worlds.
I'm pretty sure I...
Which is a remake of one of the first ones, but it's a better remake.
What?
Also, I played... It's the old one. It's like literally like the second one they made, or like third one. The second Link game is trash.
Link is shown.
And then...
It's 5 or 6, right? I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And then This new one was made in like 2010 or something. And then there's a what is it? The GameCube one that got remade. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, then I know what I'm talking about. That got put on like the Wii. That's also a good one. I played that one. Okay, sorry. We're done with Zelda. Anyways, because
Link is shown in this photo in the image praying to Jesus. No, Link is not Christian.
No, that's not Jesus more Christ accurate. Is that's my not Lord. More accurate. That's not more accurate. Well, I'm
so confused. Wait, they're making a Legend of Zelda movie.
Dude, that's going to be trash. It's going to be it's live action.
Bro, you've played two of the games, bro. It'll probably
bro. Okay, no, sorry, before we go on another rant, before we go on another rant, we might want to end this episode real quick.
Yeah,
we're getting tired,
thank you for listening to the
that's not what we meant.
We are getting even more unhinged than we planned.
Hey, take your mouth off the mic. People just can
Hey, Lincoln, stop.
No, yeah, you're right, Sam. Get to it fast before he kisses it.
I'm going to mute Lincoln real quick.
Good idea.
What? How is this still too loud? Okay. Anyways.
Wait, yeah, did you actually mute me?
Just cut him out.
No. Just pulled your volume down, but for some reason you're so loud that it's coming through still.
It's ear-shattering. People are turning down their headphones as we speak. Yeah. Stop. Get your face away from it.
Okay, I turn you up. Okay. So, the, yeah. I'm sorry, guys, for the delay, the massive delay.
You don't get any more ever again?
Nope. This is our last
time
one.
We're waiting 8 months.
No. We are actually going to wait upon some guests.
The amount of time it takes to have a baby, actually. So, 9 months. We'll see you guys again.
Yeah. Yep. No, but we're going to have... I think we're going to have some more guests on in the future. We probably will not be as frequent as we used to be when we started
two episodes a week. You kind of get a burnout after doing that.
Yeah, we saw that coming, but we're gonna try.
To make it 4 months.
I want to do episodes with your brother.
Yeah, and Nate Lincoln. There might be a few just like random Lincoln
and we talked to we talked to a couple of other people who you might recognize out there who can
Star Warden. Star Warden. She has like over 100 subscribers on YouTube.
Dang.
Riggs.
Really?
She has like.
And she just started, and she's only talking about Wingfeather, which like only a few people
know about. And she's talking about a lot of other things too. So.
Wow.
And she has like 110 subs and crazy, and it's been like a couple months.
Well, yeah. So I talked to her about that. I figured we could have her on for a Wingfeather episode, or you guys could
and a prequels episode. Me and her need to have a conversation about the prequels.
No, I'll be part of that one. Say we have like a debate, else.
Declan you guys would be like the judge.
No, I would be completely biased. I love the prequels, dude. Literally, Revenge of the Sith is like my favorite movie.
We need another person who hates the prequels, who doesn't like the prequels.
Oh dang it! If only my dad's coat. Yeah.
So we were just like freaking like
you like the prequels, Sam?
Trash talk us.
Sam likes the prequels?
No.
Your dad.
Just the prospect of my dad coming on the podcast because
just like that would be so funny.
That would be so funny. Okay.
We're just interrupting.
Well, we'll figure that out. I think we should do an episode like that. I know we've done too many prequels episodes. But
hey,
and too many
just
Spider-Man.
That good. I guess they're just that good if we're making so many episodes
no,
off of them.
They're that bad. They're so bad we keep doing.
So you like the sequels? But you don't like the prequels.
Yes.
You like the sequels where they ruin every single cool character. The coolest heroes of all cinema history.
What about the
and
episode?
They ruin them. Luke is a loser. Han Solo loses everything that he gained and everything the entire arc he went through. It's all gone.
What about episode 4, 5, and 6? The originals.
Those are unquestionable.
Bro, everyone likes them. I'm talking about how the
Rise of Skywalker?
That was close, pal.
Yeah,
that was well done.
They ruin all the characters. Like, Luke, what did they... What? What happened to Luke, bro?
Let's just sum it up this way. Princess Leia is now Mary Poppins. Luke Skywalker is a loser, and Han Solo is a deadbeat. That's pretty much it.
They took everything good about them and just... No.
And
of course, we do have Kermit the Frog in
the pathetic
sequels.
And
We have a CGI'd Kermit the Frog, basically.
You're talking about the prequels.
Yeah, the prequels.
They look amazing, and there's nothing wrong with them, Sam, and they're awesome. There's nothing wrong with them. And
I'm gonna install both
of them.
They hired
the wrong director.
It's perfection, Sam. It looks amazing. Doesn't look
we
like
have
an early 2000s video game. Definitely not. Definitely not. There's good stuff about them, but yeah, they do look kind of trash.
Yeah, we have, anyway, we have CGI'd Kermit the Frog. We have, obviously we have,
18, we have a teenager going through puberty.
We also have,
now this is pot racing.
We have a teenager who has anger issues.
For the kids who shouldn't have been old enough to watch. Okay.
We have a teenager who has anger issues. And
which, actually, Anakin's arc is awesome, so you can shut up.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, before this episode,
Battle of the Heroes.
Then, you know, his girlfriend is Princess Buttercup, pretty much.
Awesome.
His girlfriend's pretty much just Princess Buttercup.
Okay, that is kind of true.
Okay, but like, let's be honest. When you were a kid, everyone had a crush on her.
No, actually,
I never watched those as a kid, so no.
I did, and Padme was my celebrity.
Okay, wow,
and she still is. So
Declan,
there you go. That's out here.
Declan making
confessions.
Guys. Let's end it here. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we should end it here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
just end it, Sam.
Thank you for listening to the New Edit Podcast.
Click off.